Okay, so starvation mode, is it a thing? No. Eating little calories does not cause fat storage. Okay? It just doesn't happen. Now, I think the confusion with this is in the difference between weight loss and fat loss. And just to clarify, if aesthetics are your goal, i.e. you want to look better, fat loss should be your goal and not weight loss. You can actually not really lose a lot of weight, but lose a lot of fat and significantly improve how you look. Fat loss is your goal, okay? Now, with weight, weight can fluctuate for a thousand reasons on a day-to-day basis. However, if you are in a calorie deficit, i.e. you're eating less calories than you burn, you are losing fat regardless of the fact where if you're losing weight, okay? So this scale can stay the same even though you're losing fat, okay? And like I said, this can be for a thousand reasons, but in terms of dieting, it's mainly due to water retention. So dieting in itself is a stress on the body. And this increases cortisol, which therefore increases water retention. Now, so think of it this way. You can lose 2 pounds of fat, but if you retain 2 pounds of water, the scale doesn't move, okay? You could lose 8 pounds of fat in a month, but if you retain 10 pounds of water, you actually gain 2 pounds overall. Now, if all you do is focus on what the scale says, you can think, you know, holy crap, you know, I've done really bad this month, when you actually haven't. You've actually done incredible. And this is another reason not to freak out when you hit a plateau. Now, obviously, that being said, you have to ensure that you are in a deficit and that you are eating less calories than you're burning. However, if you are, just keep doing what you're doing. Because as soon as you shift the water weight, this will reveal the fat loss. Okay? And this is one of the reasons why I often recommend to people that they increase the amount of calories that they're eating and almost to diet as high as possible. And the reason for this is you get less of this water retention and also the adaptation that occurs when you diet. And this can be especially effective if you're very sensitive to what this scale says. Okay? Now, obviously, I'm going to put a disclaimer on, because if I didn't, there will be no doubt somebody who would make the moronic suggestion that I'm suggesting that you eat 500 calories a day and starve yourself. That is not what I'm saying. However, what I will say is that slow dieting isn't always better. Now, I will do another video on this, fast versus slow dieting, because there's actually not a lot of evidence that slow is better and that it keeps the weight off better long term. It's actually very individual. But like I said, I'll talk about that next time. But bottom line, starvation mode isn't a thing. If you're eating less calories, you're in a calorie deficit, you're losing fat. You may not be losing weight, but you are losing fat, okay? And, you know, there's so much science on this, but even if you don't want to look at it, or, I don't know, you don't believe it for whatever reason, you can actually see this anecdotally and observe it quite easily. If you observe anybody who has ever been in sort of a situation of extreme caloric restriction, the most obvious examples being things like prisoner of war camps or extreme eating disorders, these people are not storing fat. And they are at the very extreme end of calorie restriction and they are not storing fat. Okay? So hopefully you got some value from that, guys. Any questions, shoot them over, and I will see you on the next episode. Cheers.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.